Jay, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing good, Zach. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Appreciate you coming on. You know, I want to start you off with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because when I watch Kenny Pickett, I think he's ready to start week one. As a coach, how do you know and what do you look for to determine if a young quarterback's ready to start in the NFL?
Well, you have to look at all the practice reps, everything leading up to training camp, and then training camp, how they're adjusting to all the different looks they're going to see, and then he throw in the preseason games and see how they do against different defenses, and then just continue to monitor their progress. You got to make sure they protect themselves, understand protections, understand audibles, being able to get in the right run. There's a lot of mental part of the game that we can't see other than, you know, when you watch a preseason game, you have to see him complete a 10-yard out route, but is he audible and getting out of bad runs? Is he protecting himself with the protection schemes? Those are all critical, and only the coaches probably know that right about now. But he does look good.
What do you think they'll end up doing? You think they start Trubisky week one or they go with Pickett?
I would say, you know, to me, if you're going to start a rookie quarterback, it has to be his job day one because he has to get all the first team reps. You know, when I was with Cincinnati my first year, we drafted Andy Dalton, and the whole practice and everything was scripted for Andy Dalton to be the starter. And if you have a competition, it's very difficult for a rookie quarterback to get the needed reps to get himself ready for week one. I see Mitch Trubisky starting. If he does well, he'll keep the job. If he struggles at all, then I don't think they'll hesitate to put in Kenny.
Then what do they do then behind the scenes? If you're right, and it is Mitch Trubisky week one, what do they do behind the scenes to continue to develop Kenny Pickett when he's not playing in the games?
Well, that's his job to continue developing. He's got to make sure he takes as many mental reps as he can. When he does get the reps, he utilizes them and does a good job with those to make sure he shows the coaches that he will be ready when his time is called. Even if it's scout team reps where it's a play that they don't even have in their playbook, he's got to complete the ball, and footwork and accuracy is going to continue to be important for him throughout the development stages. But really, knowledge of the game is the most important thing, handling protections and running game and all that, what I mentioned earlier.
Talking to Jay Gruden right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to your former football team, they brought in yet another quarterback. This time it's Carson Wentz. Do you have any optimism with Carson Wentz, or is he going to be the guy that we've seen Philadelphia say goodbye to and then eventually Indianapolis?
Well, you know, it's odd that a quarterback at his age has been on three different teams already. That's a little concerning. He does have the talent. He does have the skill set. He's an upgrade, I think they believe, down there at Washington. He's got great weapons around him with Terry McLaurin and Dobson and Curtis Samuel. He's got a good tight end, Logan Thomas. They got three backs that are big type backs that can handle the passing game and the running game with Robinson, the rookie, and McKissick and Antonio Gibson. So they got their weapons, and I think their defense should be okay. So as long as he manages the game, doesn't turn the ball over, can make some big plays every now and then, they should be fine. But he does have a lot to prove because this is his third team, like you mentioned, and he didn't fare too well at Indianapolis. I know it was crushing for them not to be able to beat Jacksonville in the last game to get to the playoffs. But he's still a young quarterback. He's still developing, and how he handles Scott Turner's offense will be how it goes in Washington.
Inside the NFC East, a lot of people are predicting this is going to be between Dallas and Philadelphia. Do you give the edge to one team over another?
I would always give the edge to the better quarterback, and right now I still believe that's Prescott. And I think his ability to move the pocket, his accuracy, I think, puts him over the top. He did lose a couple weapons, but I still think with the tight end that they have and some of the receivers that they have, and obviously the running game that they have and his ability to run with the zone reads, still make them more dangerous. I do like Philadelphia's defense a little bit better, which will make them very, very competitive in that division. If you can hold teams and keep games close, and Jalen Hurts can hurt you with his legs, as long as the game's close, you'll be effective. But if they get behind, I question the ability for him to bring them back with the passing game. So if he becomes one-dimensional, they'll struggle. If he can stay close and have the lead in games, then Philadelphia will be very dangerous.
I like what Philly did this offseason, though, because a year ago they got him Devontae Smith. They've had a connection in the past, and then you go get A.J. Brown. And we've seen a lot of teams around the league, whether it was Josh Allen a few years ago getting Stephon Diggs, Kyler Murray with DeAndre Hopkins. I love when these teams go get these big wide receivers for the young quarterbacks.
Yeah, I do, too. That's important. You got to have that. Have a good, strong running game. Miles Sanders got to produce better. Kenneth Gainwell's got to play better. Their blocking has to be better. They do have a big offensive line, which I think will help their running game out a lot, which will help in turn the young quarterback. And their defense, like I said before, should keep them in games and could actually win games for them early, where the play-action pass and things that Jalen Hurts could do effectively will be effective in the games through four quarters, not just one.
Jay Gruden here with us. We talk about a young quarterback getting some help. A year ago, it was Jalen Waddle, now Tyreek Hill with the Dolphins. Jay, are you a believer in Tua Tagovailoa?
you know what? The jury's still out. The young quarterbacks, it's time for them to start taking major steps in a productive way. In order to do that, you have to surround them with talent, and Miami has done that. They've got two of the most explosive wide receivers in the game, and Cedric Wilson is a good possession receiver to man the slot as well. You have good speed at running back, and Edmonds and Mozart and Sony Michelle. They got a good tight end that can catch the ball very effectively. So he has the weapons. They have no excuses. Their defense is pretty good. They got two great shutdown corners, Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. They got pass rush and Melvin Ingram. So, yeah, there's no excuses for Miami, without a doubt. And Tua's got to make a big step. But he is still young. He's going to make his mistakes. But he does have the arm talent to get the ball deep to those players. And then that should open up the running lanes for the backs that I mentioned.
But what are the Dolphins getting in their head football coach in Mike McDaniel?
Well, anybody who studied off of Kyle Shanahan, you're going to get the good outside zone running game, the play passes off of that to get him outside the pocket, and a good play passes down the field. So I think it starts with the outside zone game. The running game will be effective, which in turn opens up the play passes, which Kyle and Sean McVay and these guys have done so well over the course of time. When you get the ball outside the pocket where Tua can see, get his feet set, and watch it, that would be very, very dangerous on those play passes.
Jay Gruden is my guest. Do you have a thought on Brady missing 11 days? That's not usually what Tom Brady does, but I guess he just wanted some family time.
Tom Brady, I believe, could show up on game day week one and still be effective. That's just the way he is. He's going to be ready. He's going to be in shape. He's going to do his TB12 products. He's going to eat right. He's going to be mentally ready to go. He does need to get in there and get some reps with his receivers, which he'll do. But they'll be ultra dangerous. Their defense is solid. He's the best quarterback in the game, and he's got great weapons around him. So Tampa Bay will be just fine, whether he misses a week, 2 weeks, or a month.
Yeah, I think it's a non-story. Now he's back at practice after missing 11 days. I feel like, and I usually never predict when Tom Brady's career is going to wrap up because people have been doing that for the last decade, and no one's got it right. With the contract being agreed upon, him going to Fox whenever he retires, I just get the feeling that this is going to be the final year for Brady. We know he already walked away, then came back. Your thoughts on that, Jay?
Yeah, I thought his final year was going to when he won the Super Bowl the last time. But he keeps proving everybody wrong. I think he's going to read what everybody says. What everybody says, he'll do the opposite. That's just the way he is. He's very competitive. If he feels like he can play and be effective and he's having fun, I think he'll continue to play. He does have a great job waiting in the wings. That'd be a nice little nest egg to have. Hey, you got the $350 million to announce football games. That's kind of fun.
Not bad.
It all depends on his health. If he stays healthy, I can see him playing another year. If he has success, if he has fun. Otherwise, he'll be great on TV.
We know how great Davante Adams has been for Aaron Rodgers and how great Aaron Rodgers was for Davante Adams. Now Davante Adams with the Raiders. How does Rodgers quickly build that chemistry with these young wide receivers?
It'll take some time. You know, I think that despite how good Aaron is, it'll still take some time. I think he'll rely on his tight end, Tanyan, a little bit. They do have a veteran, Randall Cobb, man in the slot. The young guys are going to have to step up. But the good thing is they have two great backs. I mean, A.J. Dillon has proven he's a top back in the league, and Aaron Jones, that's a great 1-2 punch. He'll take the pressure off the passing game for sure. And I think they have a great defense. I really do. I think they have one of the best secondaries in the league. They're going to be able to keep games close. And if you keep games close against Aaron Rodgers, keep giving him opportunities with a close score, he will take advantage no matter who his receivers are. So, you know, I still think they're going to be very competitive. They will struggle early on in the passing game, I believe, but Aaron will get it right, and they will be explosive by the time midseason rolls around.
Jay Gruden here with us for a few more minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Going to the right spot is so important for Trey Lance. He gets to go to a very fine organization, the 49ers, really good coach in Kyle Shanahan. You got Debo, you got Kittle, you got a really good offensive line. They love to run the football. He's been in that organization for a year. Now as he gets set to year number two, he's finally going to be the starter. How do you think Kyle will use Trey Lance throughout the season as a starting quarterback?
I think pretty similar to how he used Robert Griffin III when Robert won the rookie of the year. You know, the running game, the zone reads are very effective, and then the play actions off of those are brutal for defenses. You're working on your zone fits, and who's got the quarterback, who's got the dive. Then they pull it out and launch a slant or a deep post to Debo Samuels or Brandon Ayuk, very effective. And then they got Kittle working the third down option routes, which is he's just excellent at that. And when in doubt, just run left behind Trent Williams, who's the best in business without a doubt. Elijah Mitchell should be explosive in year two. I'm excited to see him. And their defense, man. I mean, what do you say about their defense? They're big. They're fast. Nick Bosa's coming back. I mean, Armstead's a big, huge man. Kinlaw is gigantic. So their defense will keep them close as well. So any of these young quarterbacks, if they have a great defense, they don't have to have a lot of pressure on them to score every time they have the ball. They can punt on fourth down. They can run the ball on third and five from time to time to take some pressure off these guys. And with Trey's ability to make plays with his legs, I think they'll be dangerous, very effective.
Jay Gruden, what do you look for with Baker Mayfield this year as he's now been named the starting quarterback with the Panthers?
Yeah, Baker, you know, it's good that he won the competition, supposedly, but he's still going to have that guy looking over his shoulder if he struggles a little bit. You know, I don't know if they have the skill on offense. You know, they have Robbie Anderson who can run, and DJ Moore is a good receiver, and Terrence Marshall. They do have Christian McCaffrey, and that is the key. If he can stay healthy, his ability to run the ball and catch the ball out of the backfield will be huge, huge relief for Baker. But can their defense play as effectively as they need to keep games close, which they played pretty well last year? So I think Carolina's probably flying on the radar a little bit. If Baker can manage the game and not turn the ball over, their defense is pretty darn good, and they played pretty darn good last year. And the division, other than Tampa Bay, New Orleans is going to be down a little bit. Atlanta's down a little bit. So they have a chance to win some games and shock some people.
Right now, who do you go with, Jay Gruden, to win the AFC West? That's been the million-dollar question this offseason.
That's a tough one. I think I'd still go Kansas City. You know, I just think that guy's different quarterback. That's a great quarterback division, but I still think Kansas City with their quarterback and his ability to make plays, and Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league. They have Juju Schuster. They'll take a step back at receiver, losing Tyreek Hill, but they still have Hardman and Juju Schuster. They dropped the Sky Moore, so they have some guys to get the ball to. The running game's okay with Clyde Edwards and Jarek McKinnon. You know, and see how this rookie does from Rutgers, that Petco, whatever his name is. And then defensively, I think they did lose a couple guys. They added Dunlop. They had Frank Clark. They should be pretty good on defense. They might take a step back, but you just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. He's too good. He's just too good. His ability to make plays outside the pocket and buy time, his unscripted plays are second to none in the NFL. Can't coach it, and he's just a great player.
On the way out with Jay Gruden, I saw Dana White had a big news item this weekend. He claims your brother blew up the deal that prevented Brady and Gronk from being a Raider. Was that the first time you heard that story?
Oh, yeah, it's the first time. You know, you hear a lot of stories when you're out for a year or two, you know, whether it's true or not. I know John had a great relationship with Derek Carr, and Derek Carr is a great quarterback, you know. So whatever the story is, I think John had a lot of loyalty to Derek, and Derek had a lot of loyalty to John, and they were going to have some success if what happened didn't happen, because they have a very good offense now coming back as well. The skill that they have on offense, they're very dangerous as well. So reason for everything, I think Tom Brady is probably better off going to Tampa Bay, and I know Derek Carr is happy still being a Raider.
If you were the head coach of the Raiders, would you have made the same decision, be loyal to Carr and not bring in the GOAT, Tom Brady?
I don't know. I mean, Tom Brady's pretty good. He is the GOAT. So if you have a chance to get him and a tight end like Gronk, but they already had Darren Waller. I mean, it's only one ball. So I think in a contract situation, Derek Carr's still a young quarterback. He's very smart. He handles the offense very well. He's no Tom Brady. I'm not saying that at all, but around Derek Carr with some great players like he is going to have this year, you'll see a different Derek Carr again. He's very effective, but it'd be hard for me to ever turn down Tom Brady. He's my favorite all-time quarterback to watch on film, and if I ever had a chance to get him, I would have got him, but that's just me.
Do you and your brother talk about this when this story comes out? Like, he is your brother. You call him up and say, hey, is this true?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. He's down in Florida playing golf. I didn't bring it up. A little salty right now. He doesn't like all these rumors floating around. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll get a hold of him and find the scoop. But, you know, I think the decision he made to keep Derek, I don't think that was a bad one. I think with Darren Waller and Derek and the development Hunter Renfrow made with him before he left was pretty fantastic.
Jay Gruden, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you.